I will go up to my watchtower and stand guard. There I will wait until I see what the Lord says and how he will respond to my complaint. Then the Lord told me, write my answer clearly in tablets so that the runner can take the message to others without error. This vision is for a future time. It describes the end and it will be fulfilled. Even if it seems that it takes a long time to arrive, wait patiently, because without a doubt, it will happen. It won't be long. It is difficult to learn to wait for something that generates uncertainty because we do not know if it will happen or not. Now I believe that the weight of every promise comes from who makes it. And when we receive a promise from someone we do not know, it gives us uncertainty, right? Or when we receive a promise from someone who has constantly failed his word, it's difficult for us to believe again in what he tells us. When we have someone in front of us who is not consistent with what he speaks because his actions are not constant with what he promises. And every time he promises, he fails his word. We consider that one more promise is one more failure, and we do not trust. And generally, more human beings at this time, as it's difficult for us to trust, but it is different when they give you a promise based on something that is already there. And when you receive a promise from someone who has never failed a word, it's different, right? So I believe that the promises have a weight of agreement from whom they come. This text that I was reading in the book of Habakkuk in chapter 2, a prophet who had to live a complicated time, a time when the Babylonians rose to conquer the city and the nation from which he came. And before this happened, many people were high-tree, proud, idolaters, because they trusted not only in idols, but when they knew what they had to do. They said they loved God, but in the end, their actions were different from what they proclaimed. Service after service, and as a nation, they could say that they were Christians or Jewish because they believe in God. However, this prophet realizes that many things were not in order. They were not correct. And he asked the Lord several questions. And one of them is, when there should be justice. Then injustice was gaining strength and was ruling over justice. And the other, why would God have to raise up a nation more sinful than them to make them return or to discipline them? As it's normal in the times, we can see that according to what we live, many thoughts come to our minds, questions, concerns, that many times we are not going to find an answer. I think you who are listening to me, you have experienced it. I have experienced it. And at some time, when we pray to the Lord, we try to get him to answer every question we have. And I think that one of the greatest, like the one of Habakkuk had, was, why do all things happen? Why do the good suffer? And why do the bad always rule? Many because we want God to answer us. Now God never discarded Habakkuk's questions. What he said was to answer, but not necessarily how Habakkuk wanted him to think, or according to the responses that Habakkuk suddenly wanted to receive. And one of the things that struck me is that Habakkuk put himself on guard. And I used the allegory or the comparison of getting onto the tower of vigilance to stand guard and wait for the Lord's response. This is wise because making decisions without being guided by God can be and will become foolish act on our part, which could bring many consequences. And it was that constantly the people of Israel had done, considering themselves as those worthy of being supported by God for doing good. But God does not work that way. Sometimes we ignore what is in the heart and we condemn actions, but we do not realize that actions are the result of what is in the heart of a man. And a heart does not allow itself to be dominated by God, is a rebellious heart which trusts its own instincts and its own wisdom, a wisdom that compared to the wisdom of God is like the mist that appears in the morning, and we consider it will stay there because we see it so thick, but when the day clears, it disappears completely. That's why God answers him in this way to Habakkuk. All the questions that Habakkuk had, God answered them. And one of those answers caught my attention. And it's about the vision. The vision determines what we see. And I do not mean what we see, what is in front of our physical eyes, but to what we can observe beyond our noses. I hope I'm making myself be understood. When we talk about vision, we talk about the future. We have to include hope, faith, so that when we see, we can understand that it was not something we wanted, or it's just another imagination, but it was something that was given by God, placed in our heart. When we speak of vision, it means learning to see beyond what reality is placing in you. And when you do not see in the correct way, it's because we worry and focus more on what is ahead and not on what comes next. So I have a piece of advice for you. Maybe the answer is not coming as you want, but God is always speaking to you. You need to learn to listen to what the Lord is saying to you. Otherwise, my beloved friend, you will spend your time looking for answers that will not arrive because you would like to hear it in this way or another. I assure you that the answer that God has for you is better than what you expect. God's answers come through a vision. I could ask you today, what is the vision that God has given you? Because when you have a vision, when you have a north, when you have a focus, when you know where God wants to take you, you are not looking for another path that may lead you astray. When you have a north and you know where to walk, you understand that even the difficulties that are presented to you are challenging and are strengthening your faith to face what is to come. To go from one season to another, there comes a transition in which we are prepared by God and we trust, because each vision we have is backed by the promises that God has given us. And perhaps you would say, God has not spoken to me. What are His promises? His promises are written from Genesis 1 to Revelations. There are promises from God for our lives. The Bible is His living word, and many of the facts that are there registered, they are placed because they are a lifetime of learning. That today we can land in our time and realize that God's fidelity has always been there. His love has been expressed in the midst of so much sin to all humanity. And sometimes the justice that man considered, that justice is really not like that. But the correct justice is every word that has come out of the mouth of God. Because His justice is based on His love, but not on recriminations or lack of forgiveness or in anger. Do you know something? That is why God told Habakkuk. And it's something that I want to tell you today. The first advice is that you remember what is the vision you have and what promises supports you. And how I told you in the beginning, the promises will have validity and good weight dependent on who said them. And the Bible says that God is not a man of lie, nor a son of man to repent. Therefore, if you look at history, look at your story, even in the midst of everything, He has been there with you. And even if you want to focus your gaze on looking at how many things you need, you have not realized how much you already have. Once someone told me, I pray to God that He blesses me. I told him, the day that you do not learn first to give thanks because you are already blessed, then what you ask will not reach you. You are already blessed by the Lord. You are already blessed by the Lord. How much have you complained about this pandemic and this crisis? But because we don't sit down to see and to realize that there is no shortage of food on the table, that we are healthy, that there were complicated moments, but the Lord has always been there. And the question is, what have we learned? Because we had to have learned something, yes. If we have a clear vision of where we want to go, because when we do not have a clear vision, any bus will serve us. When we do not know where we are going, any bus will serve you. When you do not know what is God's purpose for you, where He wants to take you, anything is good and necessary. But when you learn to focus and know what God has for your life, even what seems good will not be suitable. Listen to me well. Even what God seems good will not make it fit. So that God's purpose is fulfilled. Because all of God's purpose is good. But not everything is good. It's part of God's purpose. And I consider that which is really good is what is aligned with what I need to fulfill my vision. Plus, what is aligned with my desire, because the desire can go against what you need to develop that vision that God has given you. And then you know who gave you the promise. When you keep that promise with faith, when you have a clear vision and you know where it's going, there is nothing, my friend, there is nothing that diverted you. Not all the money, not all the gold of this world, because you trusted and know what God told you. And where He wants to take you, God had told Habakkuk, I have the answer and I have a promise that I will do great things. Habakkuk, be patient. This is another advice. Patience is the ability to know how to wait without losing calm. It does not mean not doing anything or reacting. It means wisdom to know how to apply what you know. Serenity. Confidence to take one step at a time, not to take care of yourself before time, to try to do something that is not even in God's plan. Am I implying? And for that, the vision is necessary. And finally, what God told Habakkuk, write the vision. Habakkuk wrote the vision. Write it. Write it that everyone can see. It's so that when they wait, they realize that what I promise, here is how it will happen. Write it down, and it will be a while. I may be showing you now what I want for you, but from here to when you get there, you will have to go through processes. But always keep it in writing. And it is an advice that I give you. The Lord has spoken to you. Who has promised you, the Lord, write it down. It may not come overnight, but when the one who promised it will do so and will fulfill it, but write it down. So when every time you let anxiety come to your life or doubt or worry, look at what God declared that He was going to do for your family, for your life. So be patient, because what God has promised, it's not because it will happen. If He showed you, it's because it is already done. Father, I thank You for Your words, because Your word, Lord, gives us hope, strength, encouragement. Your words, Lord, even if they are short or long, give us peace. and help us to be lifted up and to remain. Lord, now that our trust is not a promise given by someone who will not fulfill it, but by someone who is true, faithful, and just. And that is you, Lord. Amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elia Hoyos. He spoke to you. Remember, God always arrives just in time. Blessings.